The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
So let's get started. Daniela, let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Okay. Much ado has been made this week over Arne Duncan's announcement that he'll offer waivers for NCLB accountability requirements if states adopt a set of reforms of his choosing. Is this good or bad policy?
Waivers good, conditions bad.
It's novel policy.
Hold on, Rick. Now we know there's a lot of people this week who've made the case that, look, he's not doing anything different than Margaret Spellings did when she created out of thin air, allowing for states to do growth models instead of normal AYP when she made other major changes to the law. It's the same thing.
Believe that for a second, so go ahead and...
No, I don't.
So go ahead and rebut yourself.
And I don't even, look, I'm not somebody who's in the habit of defending Margaret Spellings either.
Or NCLB.
Well, right.
And now, who are these legions who are making this argument?
Oh, Andy Rotherham and some of the other NCLB stalwarts.
Who else?
There are a few. Oh, Charlie Barone, for example.
Are you convinced by this argument?
I am not convinced by this argument. No, look. Look, we have to see what comes out, right? Let's see the details. But if he's talking about, for example, saying if you want to get flexibility, you have to sign on for college and career-ready standards, that's a new condition, a mandate that's nowhere in the law. It is not just saying, I'm going to provide limited flexibility. Like, okay, I'll let you do something a little bit different with AYP, like keep your annual targets where they are right now, or tweak the way you do end size. That's the kind of thing that Spelling said, or measure growth in a different way. This is saying if you want X, you must do Y.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's your analogy, Rick? You understand how had a post that came out this week on this topic.
Yeah, no, and I think my analogy is you would think Obama partisans would be sensitive to this, that a President Perry or a President Romney could in January 2013 say, that Health Care Reform Act, here's the deal. If you actually embrace Paul Ryan Medicare reform and get rid of Medicaid and start giving your folks in Medicaid vouchers instead, we'll let you out of all the rest of Obamacare.
Right.
It's just a conditional waiver.
It's a conditional waiver. Same thing on No Child Left Behind, right? If you want out on these parts of No Child Left Behind.
I'll tell you what, you adopt vouchers, you adopt a moment of silence in your turnaround schools, you do abstinence education. These are all conditions which are embodied within NCLB.
I love the school.
No problem.
I think that is what we need for our turnaround schools is definitely prayer.
Prayer?
I mean, that would be the prayer.
Can't hurt.
No, I think that's right.
And, but it's just astonishing that these guys... In the administration and that their defenders don't seem to have any interest in acknowledging or kind of wrestling with these complexities.
Look, this is hubris, plain and simple. Look, they've gotten results before with Race to the Top, with some of their bully pulpit stuff, where they've seen state policymakers change their ways because of their action. Iowa was going to cut funding for early childhood, and Duncan spoke out on it, and they reversed course. So this gives them this great sense of power. We know what's right, and if we, come out with the right incentives, we can change the course of history. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous.
Mm-hmm.